as a victim of domestic violence. I think to require a 5-year time limit to go over that is a different conversation. And we have a much larger problem out there. One of the descriptors that may be, well, I'm not sure if that's a well-placed describer or characteristic for an extension of the 5-year time limit, unless it's the, 48th month and something happens.
Madam Chairman and members of the committee, I'd just like to make sure we're clear because these are currently the criteria in law that we're working
on. I know that.
And I think just to get back to Senator Lehman's point, this is not the only thing that we're looking at when we grant an extension. There's still a requirement that they be actively involved and develop a family self-sufficiency plan and carry through with those activities. And if they don't, then they're subject to non-compliance. And I think touching on, what you mentioned about victims of domestic violence and that maybe there's some other things that they could be doing in the shelter that they're at, certainly whether it be a victim of domestic violence or a caretaker of a disabled child, we're looking at any kinds of skill building or work that can be done that's going to take them positive step forwards to self-sufficiency, whether it be community work service or whether it be participating in infant learning program parenting skills, of how you cope and deal with caring for a disabled child on a day-to-day basis, anything that's going to contribute to the outcome of that family self-sufficiency is part of their plan. And participating in that plan and carrying through with that is all part of getting an extension. You don't do it, you don't get extended. You follow the rules. So I just want to make sure that you just don't meet this criteria and boom, you get an extension. There are many other things, cooperating with child support, showing up for your appointments with your case manager. Whatever it is that we're doing now, it's just there's certain things in some families' lives that make it a lot harder for them to go to work. And these are the exceptions that we currently have in law that we're trying to work with to, build in some criteria so that it's not just an open door.
Let me ask the committee members, might you be more comfortable if we were to list in statute some of the requirements for extensions versus it being only? And I assume these are your other things in regulation with permissive language that was in the original or permitting language that was in the original bill.
Madam Chair, most of these are in current law. Because the only one that's
I know these are. I'm talking about the reasons you can stay in versus the list you just iterated. Those are not in current law. If you don't do this, if you don't do this, if you don't do this. I'm saying it negatively, but the reasons you might not be able to extend on a 5-year plan. Are they an extension of what currently would be part of your non-compliance with and a reason for going on the sanction?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, it would be part of the, as Sandy alluded to, the package in that right now, if you don't comply, you get sanctioned. Well, if that sanction policy changes with this bill so that if you don't comply, it's the whole family goes off, then essentially you've accomplished that. You don't, to get an extension, you have to comply with the family self-sufficiency plan. That's currently. To qualify for ATAP, you have to develop and cooperate in your family self-sufficiency plan. You have to participate in work activities. That's currently there. And if you don't, you get sanctioned. So that just because you're
extended
could
be removed,
doesn't mean those provisions do not
apply.
You
could be removed from the 5-year extension if you do not comply with the Okay. Is that
already there?
Okay. And is that clearly spelled out in here so there's no opportunity for someone to say, oh, that only applies for people who are under 5 years? Any need to clarify?
I believe, yes, it's clearly in there with the change in the sanction policy.
Okay, so the change in the sanction policy brings us to a new level. Okay. Thank you. Well, I think everybody has a lot of work to do before the next time we take this up, and I know we have an education, someone from the federal government will be here doing an education presentation on Wednesday, and then we'll hopefully be, I don't know if we'll get back to this by Wednesday or not, but if you want to keep in touch with my office, and you may want to have site visits to some other offices in working on this. Thank you. If there's no other person in this room to testify on this bill, and there's no other business to come before the committee, we are adjourned.
Start getting creative.